This begins the reading for Studio Classroom, June 2013.
Page 12. June. And what is so rare as a day in June? Then, if ever, come perfect days. James Russell Lowell. Temperatures rise, flowers fill gardens, skies are sunny, and people head off to the beach in the Northern Hemisphere. Spring ends as summer begins on June 21st, with the longest day of the year. In the Southern Hemisphere, however, winter begins, bringing cold, rainy weather. In Iceland, Fisherman's Day celebrations occur the first weekend of June, as fishing is an important aspect of the country's economics. All fishing boats dock in the harbors so that the fishermen can attend the carnivals and festivities that are held. And in Asia, people celebrate Dragon Boat Festival with dragon boat races and by eating the traditional Chinese rice dumpling, zongzi. Both commemorate the death of patriot Chu Yuan. The rose, June's traditional flower, symbolizes love and appreciation. The birthstone for June is the pearl, a symbol of purity. This gem is the only one that comes from a living creature. Those who like candy can go ahead and satisfy their sweet tooth, as June is candy month. But it is also fresh fruit and vegetables month, so balance the sweets with those. Word bank. Head off. John and Marie headed off to the mountains to go hiking. Economics. Do you know the economics of running a small business? Patriot. George Washington is one of America's most famous patriots. Appreciation. Margot showed appreciation to the friends who had helped her move by taking them to dinner. More information. Purity. Sweet tooth. Talk about it. What do you most like about the month of June? Why? Do you have a sweet tooth? What kind of sweets do you like to eat?